This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 13th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. We've had a schedule mix-up slash complication for our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event scheduled for July 21st. We are replacing the live interview with CBOE Global Markets Executive Chairman and CEO Ed Tilley with a live interview with Small Exchange CEO Donnie Roberts. A scheduling conflict emerged with Mr. Tilley, whom we will present to the registrants in a pre-recorded interview. Mr. Roberts will talk about the Small Exchange and its new cannabis futures and all the new contract ideas that have been thrown his way by industry players. This will be a great look at the different growth areas in the industry for interns and younger employees to learn more about. You can register your interns or newer employees with a link in today's newsletter for the July 21st event that starts at 1:30 p.m. and ends at 2:30 p.m. As previously mentioned, we will be offering the registrants some additional pre-recorded presentations from a myriad of speakers in addition to the live program. Our apologies for the mix-up. Here is a quick clip of Mr. Roberts' previous presentation at a MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event from 2020. You can find the link in today's newsletter. PanExchange CEO Julie Lerner has an opinion piece in HempIndustryDaily.com titled "Opinion: Hemp Industry Must Emulate Mature Markets." Steve Randich of FINRA has penned a commentary titled "Why the Best Mid-Sized Company to Work For in IT is a Financial Regulator, FINRA." Again, that is a bold claim, but I am sure that he believes it, and that is good enough for me. Trading Technologies made their matching donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign, which shows over $51,000 of the $300,000 goal raised to date. Thank you to TT and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Today we have a video interview with Alex Lamb for the Path to Electronic Trading video series. This is part one of a two-part interview. Lamb has had a long and varied career in banking, brokering, trading, and technology, and is hiring Gary Kemp to build a new front-end spawn Trading Technologies desktop front-end. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. As mentioned, Alex Lamb always landed amid opportunity in early years of European futures. Alex Lamb wanted to be a helicopter pilot in the UK Royal Air Force. He never had the chance, but he strategically landed opportunity after opportunity in the banking, trading, and related technology businesses during his long and varied career. Lamb even helped launch the firm Trading Technology, outlining to then-contractor Gary Kemp what he wanted for a new electronic trading screen that would allow brokers to enter orders for multiple accounts and to be able to track them more efficiently. That was the genesis of the screen that became Trading Technology's desktop offering. You can find a link for this video in today's newsletter on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from The Trade. Farewell open outcry. Following the decision by U.S. derivatives exchange group CME to permanently close its open outcry trading pits, Annabel Smith looks at the history of trading floors in Chicago. The clock reads 6 o'clock and the end of the day whistle blows. In his final attempt to kill Sam the sheepdog after a long day at work trying to do so, Looney Tunes Ralph the Wolf stands next to the clocking out system, pulls a stick of dynamite, and lights it. My comment, the long farewell continues. Here's a press release from Exchange Analytics. Exchange Analytics offers 2021 Customer Protection Rule course. The course offers new features to optimize the learning experience for users. It captures a number of regulatory updates, beginning with COVID-related regulatory changes, along with corporate guidance on virtual currencies, as well as the December 2020 changes to the CFTC's bankruptcy rule and the January 2021 update to permitted investments. Employees of FCMs, SROs, DSROs, and DCOs involved in finance, treasury, operations, regulatory compliance, settlement, as well as other relevant officers and employees are required to take the annual customer protection training. My comment, this is one industry where you can't have enough training, especially about protecting customer funds. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Singapore karaoke clubs become COVID hotspots. Singapore monitoring COVID-19 cases linked to social hostesses. Daily cases in Singapore rise to 19, highest since June 17th. Singapore's daily coronavirus infection tally hit the highest in nearly a month as authorities started investigating new cases from karaoke lounges and clubs. The uptake in cases may fuel concerns of a delay in rolling back restrictions, although the government has said it is drawing up a roadmap that treats COVID-19 as endemic and manageable as part of daily living like influenza. My comment, time to give up the karaoke for a while. Back to singing in the shower. Here's a story from the BBC. COVID, Seoul bans speedy songs in gyms to stop sweating. Gyms in South Korea's capital Seoul and its surrounding region have been told not to play music with a tempo higher than 120 beats per minute in order to limit the spread of COVID-19. Treadmills will be limited to a maximum of 6 kilometers per hour. Health officials say the restrictions will prevent people from breathing too fast or splashing sweat on each other. My comment, don't sweat too fast or you'll spread COVID. Here's the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Bloomberg's Wall Street's math whizzes are racing to wire up the bond market, which says work from home is fueling a surge in electronic bond trading. Second was the unassuming nerve center of the NYSE trading floor. By Farrell Kramer, head of NYSE communications on LinkedIn, about something called the ramp. The story quotes broker Peter Tuckman, who says, I always think of the ramp as the bridge from Star Trek. Third was the very disturbing story, unrecognizable Lake Mead, a lifeline for water in Los Angeles and the West. Tips towards crisis from the Los Angeles Times via Yahoo News. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. If you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.